So because it says it's a machta b'chalat tov, therefore it has to be done bisman simcha, or at a time of simcha, so it's asr for an onen. And this is based on the Yerushalmi. And the Rambam holds that this is the reason for bikurim, that it's asr for an onen midiraisa from this as well. Rebbe Kiviger is very bothered by this, because really the source of bikurim should be the same as maaser sheni, because there's a hekish from bikurim to maaser sheni, which is the way that the Gemara learns. It's a Gemara in Yevamos. And if you're going to learn that it's a Hekish, what's going to come out, if it's similar to Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni is a lav. One gets Malkus on eating Maaser Sheni while they're an Onan, so the same thing should be by Bikurim. If one would eat it while he's an Onan, lo aleinu, he should also get Malkus. According to the way the Rav is bringing, and the Rambam, he wouldn't get Malkus, because it's just learned out for Samach the Bechol HaTov. It's a lav haba mechlal ase. It's a deduction from a mitzvah ase of Simcha, and you wouldn't get Malkus on it. So Rebbe Kiviger is bothered why the Rav and the Rambam leave the Gemara in Yevamos and go after the Yerushalmi. Ein Sham.